Socialism is dead in England, hurrah! Dash Farage hails downfall of Open Borders Labour Party. By Kurt Zindelka on May 13, 2021. Socialism is dead in England, according to Brexit leader Nigel Farage, who said that the Labour Party's failure to understand working-class concerns about mass migration and the left's constant assaults on British heritage are to blame for the party's electoral woes. Mr. Farage, who is currently on a tour of America promoting the success of Brexit to conservative grassroots activists, said that London champagne socialists in the Labour Party had driven away voters with their open borders agenda. "The big thing that really has driven voters away from Labour has been just a completely open border. Mass numbers of people coming into Britain illegally and legally. And of course, the champagne socialists in London don't think it matters," the Brexiteer told Fox News's Laura Ingraham on Tuesday. He said that for the Liberal elite, mass migration just means cheaper nannies and cheaper chauffeurs. But out there in the working-class communities in the old industrial heartlands, they saw big changes to their lives. When you add to that the fact that Labour now wants to take the knee to Marxist organizations like Black Lives Matter, who are happy to see British history denounced, well, these people don't want to vote Labour. "We know our history is not perfect, but most of us are very proud of what our little island has done for much of the world, and when the left wants to constantly attack it, tear it down, make us feel ashamed of ourselves, it doesn't work. That's why socialism is dead in England. Hurrah!" Farage exclaimed. Farage said that the disaffected voters came to me in their millions during Brexit. They're now voting Conservative, they won't go back. In last week's local and regional elections in Britain, the Labour Party lost significant ground, particularly in the so-called Red Wall working class England, which had previously supported the Labour Party, whose traditional colour is red. Notably, the left-wing party lost in the parliamentary by-election in Hartlepool, a constituency which since its formation in 1974 has never voted Conservative, until now. The trend of working-class defeats for the Labour Party began in the 2019 landslide general election, following Prime Minister Boris Johnson's promise to get Brexit done, in contrast to Labour's calls for a second referendum. Mr. Farage also predicted that the downfall of the left-wing Labour Party might be mirrored in the 2022 midterm elections in the United States, noting that there are enormous parallels on issues such as immigration, which has once again spiraled out of control under President Joe Biden. "Just look at the southern border in this country, you've got a similar type of crisis here. I'm quite sure that the Oxfords of this world don't think it really matters, but out there in working-class communities in America, it does matter," he said, in reference to far-left Democrat Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. "It's a huge opportunity for 2022, Farage added. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.